Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we are excited to be back.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
We last saw you guys, BB Can, but now we're back for, hate to say it, the big leagues. I'm going to call it that.
Let
some
know.
Shade for that. But it is. And I'll tell you, the viewership, the YouTube viewership, all that stuff suggested as well. So we're really excited about it. There's a lot more engagement on BBUS because I think, to be fair, a lot of the Canadians out there, you guys watch BBUS as well. So, Cody, I would say good to see you, but I've been seeing you this whole time.
Yep, it's not really like we haven't seen each other. It's just good to see you back in this setting. We have the Winner's Circle logo. We're both in our Winner's Circle gear. The merch link is right down below. So if you want to be rocking it all season long, and if you guys haven't done so already, we're excited to be back for our second season covering Big Brother. So hit that bell notification on. It's at the top of the screen. Subscribe to the channel because all this stuff really helps us. And we are excited that you are joining us for this ride.
Absolutely. And if you're listening on audio and you're not a YouTube person, that's fine. When you get done listening to the episode, we would really appreciate it if you go on over to the Winner's Circle podcast, leave a 5-star review, helps get us into the algorithm, moves us up the charts. More people get to see and hear the episode. I think we should dive right into it, right? We have a little announcement at the end about something that's going to change with the Winner's Circle. We're actually super excited about it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And there's not a ton to talk about with the house guests, but, you know, like everyone else, you want to do our cast reveal, kind of our assessment of the cast. And let's just say real quick, you know, I know some people go pretty deep with these. You really can't judge too much on this. I remember just speaking for myself, everyone's like, oh, I knew you were going to win. But when I went back and watched all the videos and stuff on me when I was on the show, 90% of the people in the comments were like, first boot or going home right away, like not going to be able to keep it in check that he's a cop, all this stuff. So I don't put too much stake in this, even from people who've played the game before, because at the end of the day, we don't know these people. And
right.
You definitely don't know them from these initial interviews. You start to learn who they really are about 2 or 3 weeks in.
Right.
That's when the true colors come out.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I like that Us Weekly, shout out to Us Weekly for getting
Sharon Tharp hooking it up.
For getting the, they put out some interview questions and we actually got to have some video responses from these house guests, which is really all we're going based off of right now. And not to toot our own horns right now, but I'm going to toot. We did pick X last year. And not to toot my own horn, which I know I was away, which I'm really excited for everybody to see what I was away doing. But I did pick Josh to win Big Brother Canada, and he went to Final Two.
You did.
So
you
I'm did. Like, I'm kind of hot, right? The kid's hot, right? Now, I'm going to be horrible this year just because I said this, but I got to give myself a little bit of credit right now.
Well, I can one up you because I'm 2 out of 3 because I picked Cody Califieri to win All-Stars.
How you doing?
And then obviously I flopped on Big Brother Canada, but I also picked Xavier as well. So 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I think we go right into
Let's do it. Let's go right into it. We're going to bring up the first house guest we are going to be mentioning. And she is on the screen right now below us, right there.
Boom, there she is. Alyssa Snyder, I apologize, 24 years old from Sarasota, Florida. She's a marketing rep. I never look too much into the occupation stuff because I always think about you.
Right.
Every time. Sales executive.
Right. I love when we talk about this because that's not even what my role was. That's not even what I wrote in there. It was a district manager. That's my sales. I was a sales exec, district manager. And they put in sales executive. Like a sales executive kind of is like, to me, it's like kind of like big.
Big deal.
And,
big deal.
Yeah, but honestly, at the end of the day, that's what I was talking with Christy about it earlier. I'm like, these occupations mean nothing. It's all about their personality. And that's why I like the Us Weekly article, because it allowed us to see how they answered. Like Alyssa gave a couple answers, like she's going to be going after the big fish. She's very big on like the women that have played the game. One of her favorites is Janelle. And so you kind of get like an understanding of where their heads are at going into it. And that's what the funny thing was about Alyssa. I feel like Alyssa's going to be cutthroat. I don't think she's going to be afraid to stir the pot. That's what I felt about her.
Yeah, Alyssa. She also said Tyler C and Angela were fans of those, which the only reason that caught me was because she was like, oh, I love the fact that they're a couple. And I didn't notice if she was single or not. I don't see it in the bio here, but it's one of those things where I think about, you know, men and women, they go in there and they end up going in there wanting to be cutthroat, but they find that guy or they find that girl.
Yeah.
And the game completely changes. Yeah. I always think of Jessica Nixon and Cody Nixon.
Right.
They both went in there, both strong personalities, but at the end of the day, they fell in love almost immediately and they became a pair and their games completely changed because of it.
Yes.
So Alyssa does seem like she's going in there with like, you know, female power, gonna go in there, try, gonna, like you said, be cutthroat. But she's an attractive girl. I didn't hear her say she's married or engaged or anything. So probably going in there single. So I look at some of the guys, some attractive dudes going in there too. And I wonder what her style is going to be. I don't think she was one of the super fans, right? I know there was a long video. It was like 40 minutes. If you haven't watched it, go watch the Us Weekly video. It's literally 38 minutes of just content of just the video interviews between them. We got Cody going through.
I'm trying to see where, no, not this one. I'm trying to see what Alyssa was, if she was single or not. So I'm going through, cause Big Brother posted, you know, some of the people, like right now I have Michael is engaged. We have Taylor who's single. We have Brittany.
That's on their website?
No, this is right on Big Brother's Instagram.
Okay, got it.
So let's see. We haven't gotten up to her yet, but she should be coming up pretty soon.
All right. So, I mean, like I said, you know, we're not going to go too deep on these people. At the end of the day, they all have the capability of winning right now. We're going to pick someone that we think could be the ultimate winner. I don't know if we picked Xavier right just from the cast reveal or it was after the first week. I thought it was after the first week.
Alyssa is single. It wasn't. It was right after we read through the cast. It was on this video.
Wow, we're good.
Yeah, it was on this video.
All right, no pressure.
Well, I'm going to leave this up so we can find out. Yeah, but she's single. So I think it goes along the lines of what you were just saying. She might find herself in a showman's. But if she is and she's more along the lines of the Tyler Angela type, they were both pretty cutthroat.
Makes them even stronger.
And it made them very, very strong because they were smart about it too, right? Like they didn't jump right into the showman. So,
yeah, 24. Looks like she's in good shape. Could be a great competitor.
Yeah.
So, spec left for it. And actually, speaking of looking like a good competitor, I think the next person as well, if you want to dive into her,
yeah.
I think she could, another person. See, I had a good vibe from her. I thought she seems like she's very promising potential for the game.
Yeah, we have her right on the screen right now. It's Amira Jones. Mm-hmm. Amira Jones. Yep. And Amira. Pronounce it right. I love that they put this in the Us Weekly article we can have it and keep ourselves in check. 31 years old from Westminster, Maryland. She's a content designer. Now, she gave an answer that was a little interesting to me in some of the questions, which she almost like contradicted herself. It was like, what would you rather bring, like a person that you're super loyal to or somebody that's easier to beat? And she was like, easier to beat. And then at the end, it was like, are you going to go for big moves? She was like, yeah. She was almost like giving all the answers that you felt like you needed to give just to give a good interview.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I can feel that too. It's intimidating too. They're like, hey, Us Weekly is going to interview you.
Right.
What?
I mean,
if you're someone who's not,
if
you're not in the space like me, I went from literally never doing an interview in my life to, you know, these bigger television networks. Like I remember for me, it was E.T.
Yeah.
E.T. coming in.
Chair.
Yes, the director's chair, and I was like, wow, this isn't intimidating or anything. Yeah. You know, like going to be seen by millions of people, not realizing I'm going on a show in two days. That's, you know, 3 million people a week. But anyways, yeah. She seemed very, I did like her. So a very attractive girl, little older, which I always love. I feel like there's no substitute for life experience. Yes. I always feel like the players who are a little older in age have a huge advantage because they've experienced more. They've met more people. They've dealt with more personalities. They've had bigger highs. They've had lower lows. Not to say that the young people can't have those same experiences at an early age. I just feel like when I could think about myself and even you, you're a great example of it. Where I agree with you. Went on the show the first time, you were what, 23?
23,
went back again. You were almost 30.
Yeah, 29.
Completely different player. Totally. And I'm one of your best friends.
Yeah.
But you were a completely different person, not only because you had already played, but just the life experiences that you had had. You were more focused on what you were there for.
Yes.
It wasn't just summer camp.
I like it. I like that. And you notice it in this cast. It's a little bit, the age demographic is getting bumped up a little bit. And they did it last year with Big Brother 23. And I like that they're doing it because it brings people with different, like you just said, life experiences, but also different goals. Like, maybe like she's a content designer and wants to create her own, like she wants to create something of her own and she knows she needs this money. And also they upped the money to $750,000. Like this is a huge chunk of money and it's starting to become a little bit more like Survivor. Like you go on there, you win $1 million. Like that's game changing. Because after taxes and all that, like you and I know, you know, 500,000 gets knocked down a little bit. It's still amazing money to have, but like you jump it up to like 750K to $1 million. That's a huge chunk of money. So
I definitely like it. She's got potential. Yeah. She seems like she's focused. I do agree with you. Her answers were a little bit, they almost felt like predictable.
Yeah.
You know, she was trying to give the sound bites that, you know, she thought, I believe that she kind of felt like Sharon wanted to hear.
Yeah.
But we don't judge a book by its cover. She could be good, could be bad. I think she was also, from what I just saw when I'm looking on the Instagram here, that she might be a single as well.
Yeah, she's single.
So a lot of single people in the house, I think. It seems like that. There were a couple people that I saw that were engaged or married, but not many. Our next person, I believe, is single as well. Stop me if I'm wrong. And again,
she's married.
Brittany's married?
Yes.
Okay, so let me get into her. Brittany Hoops, 32 years old, originally from Atlanta, Georgia, now living in Austin, Texas. She's a hypnotherapist. That's interesting to me. Yeah. I think that's a great cast. We haven't had someone like that. I don't know if I necessarily believe in hypnotherapy, so I'm interested to see if that's like, you know how sometimes these people have these backgrounds? They kind of did that with Caitlin Herman, where she was like a medium or whatever she was, where they really play into it. So I wonder if like a strategy of hers is going to be to use hypnosis as part of her way of, I don't know, figuring out people, getting through to them. Is she going to use hypnosis to kind of change their brains? Like I could see her winning an HOH and being like, hey, yeah, let me try it on you. And then, you know, next time I snap my fingers, you're going to vote to evict this person, no matter.
All we can go based off of is that girl, Caitlin, who was out there. Like when she was on season 20, she was out there. And so
shout out Caitlin. I love Caitlin too.
Sweetheart. Yeah. I don't think I've ever even spoken to her, but
I've spoken to her a bunch. She's super nice.
Yeah. But Brittany was giving me, like very interesting vibes. Like when she was answering the questions for Us Weekly, I was like, Brittany, pull your face away from the camera. Like she was like up in the grill. Like, listen, I love Big Brother. And I was like,
she said she was a super fan, watched every season.
She was, you can tell she was. But here's the thing is that like, so I'll ask you this question. Is being a super fan, like an intense super fan like that, a good thing or a bad thing? Because I was not a super fan like that. I was just familiar. Like I watched the show enough to know the show, but you were like a super fan, right? Like you were on the feed.
Yeah,
stuff.
I mean, I think the definition of super fan is very subjective because I had only watched from season 10 on.
Okay.
And I went back and watched season 10. So I just think the way that I watched the show, I was analyzing the gameplay, not just enjoying it. So I'm a super fan in that sense.
Gotcha.
You could watch every season and just completely be a fan and not be looking at it as a game player and really not get a lot out of it. I will say this, and I love this girl. Let me just preface that. I think she's one of the kindest people who have ever been on the show. But she's watched every season, And her favorite player was Nicole Anthony. Now, Nicole Anthony was pretty good on her first season, but her second season in All-Stars, she really kind of struggled there a little bit. I think even she admitted that.
Yeah.
So, out of all the players we've had some really great strategists, some really powerful male players, some really powerful female players. So I believe, I don't know if she said anybody else, but that stood out to me. She's like, Nicole Anthony's my favorite player.
That's a good point.
So I wonder if she's going in there more to be liked. And is she going after America's favorite, or is she going after the win? Because Nicole Anthony was, especially on her first season, was America's favorite all day long.
Yeah.
Like, everyone loved her. But there is two games you could play in there. You could go in there placating to America or playing to win. And they don't always go hand in hand.
Right.
So that is something that's going to be interesting to see when she gets in there. You can pretty much tell almost immediately with these players – what's their motives? Are they trying to get a bigger deal on another TV show after being the America's favorite, or are they trying to win the $750,000?
Yeah. I don't know.
We shall see.
I don't have a good grasp on Brittany. She just kind of, the camera thing was kind of throwing me off every time I was getting her.
You're like, whoa, I was like, back up a little bit.
Come on. But I do think she's going to be a super fan. She's going to be super bubbly, super, super energetic. I don't know how that's going to translate in the game.
No, so. Either people are going to love her or they're going to hate her. You know, it's usually one or the other.
I don't know, put you on the block because you're
pawn.
Yeah, she's a hypnotist. I was going to call her hypnosis. I'm so dumb. And moving on.
You're up.
Next, we have Daniel Durston. Daniel Durston, 35 years old from Ontario, California.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
California currently in Las Vegas, Nevada, and is a Vegas performer. You can just tell by his look that this guy's like a rocker.
Another super fan, by the way. Said he's watched every season.
Huge super fan, which kind of made it interesting. You know what he kind of struck me as? He struck me as the super fan that's going to try to enforce his will on people. That's what it seemed like to me. Like, no, I know best. I've watched the show. No, that's not what we should do. I think he's going to be the guy that's that is a little bit too pushy and isn't like, listen, I'm a super fan and I know – as a fan, you should try to be a little more behind the scenes, especially early on, and then kind of like not let people know. I feel like he's going to like, people are going to find out he's a super fan very quick. And that's not a good thing.
And not only that, he's a Vegas performer.
Yeah.
He likes to be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
So does he have the ability to just blend in?
Right.
I mean, if he's out, he likes to be front center stage, you know? So I believe he said his favorite player was Janelle and maybe even your boy Kesar.
He said Dan.
There was... Oh, Dan.
He was one of the only ones that said Dan. And I was like, dude, one person in this cast mentioned Dan.
Yeah. I mean, Dan, and that's a great player to model your game after if you can stick to it. But Dan's gameplay is under the radar.
Yeah.
So it kind of doesn't go with what his occupation is. But again, a little older, 35, had some life experiences. Maybe he has watched the show and realizes if you come out too strong, like you said, you risk going home. So we will see. But I agree with you. I think he's someone who's going to be liked by everybody. Everyone's going to gravitate towards him, and it could be a good thing or a bad thing. We'll have to see.
Yep.
Next. All right. Next up, this is an interesting thing, and they did this with a couple cast members. They're all from the United States now, currently living in the United States, but you can definitely tell they're from other parts of the world. And that goes for this next contestant, house guest, whatever you want to call her, Indy Santos. She's 31 years old. She's from Sao Paulo. Am I saying that
Sao
right? Sao Paulo, Brazil, Los Angeles, California. She's a corporate flight attendant. I found her interview very fascinating, although not a huge fan of the show. I remember her interview because literally she said she watched BB23 and she called Xavier or Javier, but that's a different name.
Yeah.
That's not, no. It wasn't like it was, I don't think it was a speech difference, like a language barrier, because Javier, we know how Javier is spelled in Spanish.
Right.
And it's not even close to the same name. So I don't know how much she's weird. If you don't know the winner's name of the show, the last season, and that's the only season you watched, I don't know how much of a fan she is, but this is what it tells me. If she's not a fan, that means she just absolutely crushed it in her interviews. And there's something about her that producers were drawn to, because if you don't watch the show and you get cast, if you're not a super fan, you're a big personality. And I think All Day Long, with the accent, her looks, again, if you guys can't see her on the screen, if you're listening on audio, attractive woman, probably has a huge personality. Single. She could be one to watch. Single. She could be entertaining.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought, I was like, does she know who Xavier is? Like, and not to just kind of like, you know, harp on Indy, but there were a couple people in their interviews where I was like, did you watch Big Brother? Like, were you watching Big Brother? And it's
she's
like,
she's one of them.
And it's like, you know, because we always say, like, I heard that they stopped giving seasons to the contestants when they're in sequester, or they at least didn't do it last year. And that's what we knew from like Tiffany and X and all them when we talked to them. But I don't know if they did it this year, because it's she was definitely an interesting one. Or she just did a quick Google and was like, Big Brother 23, Xavier, and then just, you know, had the kind of like language barrier and didn't pronounce it right. So
I hope it was a language. It sounded like she literally didn't know his name.
It's very possible. So
we will see. We will see. But she is one to watch. I was just in a short interview, I was intrigued. I wanted to know more about her.
Yeah.
So I can see that she was probably someone who has a lot of charisma, and just like everyone, when producers were like, yeah, no,
yeah, she's going to be good TV.
Next one's you, brother.
Next one, we have Jasmine Davis. She is 29 years old, from Terry, Mississippi. She's currently in Atlanta, Georgia, and she's an entrepreneur. I really liked her.
Loved her.
I really liked her in her interview. She was like somebody that like I immediately was like, oh, I was kind of like drawn to her, as because she's young, but she's not that young. Like, she's 29. But she also like spoke very like smooth. Like, I liked how she answered a lot of her questions. I'm pretty sure
I was just going to say, I mean,
great taste in Big Brother.
Pass for players. I mean, she seems like a fan. Seems like she really's got her head on her shoulders.
I liked how she said that if she's in the final two with somebody that she's been loyal to, like her final two is there, or, you know, an easy win, she's going with her final two, because she thinks
a lot of them said that, actually. And, right.
Well, I thought a lot were going the opposite way.
I had a few. We'll have to get to them, because then when I see their faces again, but there were a few that were like, listen, if I was with them from day one, then I'm rolling.
There was
with
only
them.
A
but
few.
Okay, so maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was just trying to.
She's married. Thinking, but. So here's the thing: is like, she's married. She's coming into this show to do one thing, and that's to win the game. There's no flirting. There's no relationship. And I think when you take that aspect out of it, the flirtiness, and it's just more of like building a bond, I think it does well. And that's why I think you were really well in 16, and I was just super flirty, and I was young. And then on the second season, it was less about like the flirty aspect of it, and more about those like core deep relationships, to be like, how are we going to carry this to the end?
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
So I really,
she's
really
going there
like
with
Jasmine.
An objective.
Yes, I really, really like
she's
her.
Going there to win. Yeah, like you said, she's married. She's going in. She's almost 30 years old. She's a businesswoman. She's not going there to play around.
No,
you know, she's going to go in there. She's going to do what she has to do to win, and she's going to be more focused than someone who's like, I'm on TV. Win or lose, I'm happy. You know, she's leaving her husband. She wants to come home with the money.
Correct.
This next person. I want you to weigh on this person, because they actually shouted you out. But Joe Pooch Pucciarelli, right?
Pucciarelli.
Pucciarelli, Pooch. 24 years old.
I like his nickname.
Staten Island. He's from Staten Island. He's currently living in Boca Raton, Florida. He's an assistant football coach. His two favorite players.
How you doing?
You know, Enzo, meow, meow. And obviously Cody. That's what he said.
Yeah, I liked how there was a couple times when he was talking.
Dude looks like an Italian Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, he's a stud. So here's the issue that I think is going to happen with him. One, he's a good-looking guy. So, right, he's immediately going to be looked at as like, I don't know the size of him, because you can't really tell.
But no, dude, I could see. I saw is like they all these pictures are always horrible that the Big Brother takes from. They're like always like I swear to God they take the worst pictures possible. But I saw him in his shirt and you could tell he's got the vein. I'm like, this guy's ripped.
So he's going to be viewed as a threat right away because he's got the people are going to be like, oh, he's good looking. He's going to be smooth. He is a smooth talker and he's very intelligent and he knows the game. So he's watched past seasons. He's been watching for a while, and I think he's going to be targeted right away. I think he's not going to slide by as someone that just like they allow him to then like use his charisma, use his smooth talking and kind of like learn to like him. He's going to be someone that they view as a threat. And if like a guy like Frenchie or someone like Frenchie and that type of person wins HOH, they'll like target him first.
Right. Especially for the single girls, they're going to love him. Guys are going to want to hang out with him. He's a Cody person. Cody Califfuri 2.0 right there, 24 years old. So,
yeah, he's young.
But he's someone if he comes in, I mean, he is a football coach. I do know you're a coach yourself. I coach my daughter's teams. There is something there where you have to deal with different personalities. People respond to different things to try to motivate them. If he's a good coach and he has that experience, maybe that's something he can use in a game to kind of find commonalities.
I'm going to go back to what you said about the age. The age is always tough,
right?
It's
brutal.
What he would be like at 29, 30 is probably completely different than what he is now. You just haven't experienced stuff.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
No, you're right. You're right. Pooch.
So, I do
Pooch,
like boys.
Your boys. Don't screw not the too
pooch.
High on you.
Don't screw
you got to be a confident guy if your nickname's Pooch.
Well, not really, because his last name is pronounced Poocherelli.
Poocherelli. Yeah, still, you know,
call me,
I would have
Pooch.
Call me Pooch.
Moving on.
Yeah. No. Nope. All right. What's our next person?
Now we have Kyle Kapner. Kyle Kapner. He is 29 years old. He is from and currently in Bountiful, Utah. Bountiful, Utah.
I thought you nailed it. I thought you named it.
And he is
you crushed that one.
Unemployed.
Right. What does that tell you?
I at 29 years old, unemployed, it's like, I don't even know. What's he going for here?
So here's my thing, and this isn't a knock on him because look at this right here, right? He's not a supermodel, right? I can say that because I'm not a supermodel. He's unemployed. He's 30 years old. There's something up his sleeve. He killed it in the auditions. They loved him. He doesn't really have like a cool background story. He doesn't seem like no cool occupation. 30 years old. Was he single?
He is single.
He looks like he's in decent shape. Let me go back on that. He's not an ugly guy.
He's not an ugly
guy.
I got to tell you, man, in his video interviews, again, I think it goes along the lines of these photos are not good photos because he was a good looking guy, in my opinion. He was a good looking guy.
Okay. I mean, yeah, he wasn't terrible. He was someone who I liked because he was like, if I go in there, I think it was him. There's two players that kind of look alike. Which one was it? Was it him or the other guy who was like, if I go in there, I'm taking the easiest person to the end. But saying that, I'm saying that before I go into the house.
That was Michael, I think.
I think he kind of looks like him a little bit too. Glasses.
Yeah.
But so what did this guy say? I don't remember.
His favorite player was Tyler. He said he was going easy route.
You're right.
He's like, I'm going the easy route if I am in the end with a person that's my final two or the third person that I think I could easily beat. I'm taking that person. He had a good answer with, you know, kind of going in with the strategy of, I'm going to kind of try to do what the house wants in order to like build things. I'm not afraid to make big moves. So I liked him. He seemed like he's not a rookie. He's not going to be like new to this show. Whether he watches it or not, he has a good grasp of it. Like, because you know, it's always hard to say. Everybody in their interview says they watch the show, right? But it's hard to determine that until you get them on the live feeds and they're like, oh, yeah, I just watched like 20. That was like the only one I watched when I got recruited to be on Big Brother. So I can't tell, but what I could tell from his interview and his answers was like he's going to be very like tactical. And I do think he's going to be a pretty good player.
We will see. He's got something up his sleeve because just on paper, nothing stands out to you.
Unemployed from Utah.
Unemployed. I mean, Zach Rantz got on the show, but he was also, 20, what was he, 21, 22?
No, he was 23. He was my age.
He was your age.
Same, but like still.
But the same, but that the methodology applies. Zach Rantz didn't have a job, really didn't have any interesting story, but why did he get on the
personality.
Show? Because he was a home run personality.
This guy might They're be like, also, guy, you know, we do the testing. He might have literally tested as like a genius.
Maybe he's an Ian Terry for sure. All right. Next person. Love this guy.
Love this guy.
And I mean, again, not because he loves us or anything like that, but Marvin Achi, he's 28 years old. He's originally from Rivers State, Nigeria, but he currently lives in Houston, Texas, and he's a chemical processing engineer. And I'll start by saying I have no clue what that entails, but it sounds really, really hard. So he's got to be a smart dude. And never, that smile never came off his face the whole
interview. No. And so what I'll say about chemical processing engineer, and it's got to be something about mixing the chemicals together and like creating new things based off of that. Cause like an engineer, that's what it kind of goes along the line of, like kind of like a biotech engineer. It's kind of similar to that. But,
oh, so he's a guy mixing chemicals. That's what you put together from chemical processing.
No, because like he's creating new chemicals. That's what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even know what it meant. You were like, I don't know what it means.
I mean, I could have taken a shot and said, no, well, I'm assuming he's engineering chemicals.
Now. Don't say that now.
I don't know a lot about it, but I'm going to guess that he's processing chemicals and he's kind of like engineering them.
My boy's like a biotech engineer and he does like stuff for like with like, you know, hair stuff. I don't know.
Right.
But he said something that I thought was hilarious. Right. And it was when his response of like gassing the two of us up, he was like, I feel like if Cody was on a different season other than Derek,
yeah,
he would have won. And I was like, so you didn't watch anything about 16?
Yeah, dude, he didn't watch.
Which makes me think it's like you get on the show, right? You're going to be cast. And then you're like, I got to watch a season, or you get that 100%. In sequester right before you do your interview. And that's a season that
you watched. He hasn't watched a lot of seasons.
You know what I mean?
There's no doubt about it. He hasn't. The fact that I totally picked up on that. He went hard on that. Like any other season Cody plays, he's going to win. Yeah, Marvin, you're right. You're right,
bud. It's a good call.
You might want to just skip ahead a little bit on the YouTube channel. You might have saw something there.
He's going to be a person that everybody likes. How are you not going to like him?
Dude, the guy didn't break a smile, but just like our boy Pooch, this guy, I know you were unsure about Pooch. This guy is a house.
Yeah.
He is a house. He's extremely good looking. I don't know if he's single or not, but seems like a super charismatic guy, super smart, probably going to absolutely crush competitions, both physical and mental. And he could be someone where people look at him and go, if he's not with us, we got to get him out because we're not going to be able to beat
him. So let me ask you this about like, you know, because he has that like thick Nigerian accent still. Do you think, and I don't know when he came to the States, but it's like, do you think there could be, and maybe we could catch this with Indy as well, like kind of like that language barrier of like, you know, I'm trying to say something, you're not really understanding what I'm saying, or you're saying something and I maybe like misinterpreting it, could be an issue if it's not somebody that you're like really aligned with. Do you think that he can have that? Do you think that Marvin could have that problem?
It's a great question. And it's tough for me to say because I would think no, but I could see how it might make him more uncomfortable. I don't think it would deter others from talking to him, but if anything, I really like his accent.
Well, yeah.
I think it's something that maybe for him though, like you're saying, it could come in there and make him it harder for him to relate to people. He's definitely got different life experiences than a lot of the house guests. We'll have to see. It's all going to depend on him because it may be something that makes him more interesting.
I'm thinking of something more along the lines of like, maybe say someone like you is in there and you kind of like have this like just the way that you talk, it's kind of like fast pace and it just kind of like goes right by him. And then he's like, wait, what? Or like just doesn't understand, may take that as like, oh, I don't know if I can trust you, but it's like you didn't really do anything to make him not trust you. But because maybe there's like that tough barrier, he didn't seem like he had an issue at all. But I've had players that have been on my team from like different areas and like different countries. And even my girlfriend, my best friend's wife, she's from Israel. And sometimes we say things and she's like, I don't know what that means.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
And it's like clear. And it's just kind of like a little bit of a language barrier. So I'm wondering if, because they're bringing people in from like Brazil and Nigeria, if that language barrier could be something that
it could be. It could be, but I'm going to say nah, because clearly he's got great taste in house guests. And so I just think that's going to trump anything. Okay. Clearly the guy's smart.
Yeah,
clearly.
He's very smart.
I just think, I mean, he's definitely a front runner for sure, you know, just because of that. He's good. So on to the next one. This is you.
You're going to leave this one to me.
Yeah, your boy who couldn't even pronounce your name. Right,
Matthew sure. Turner. Miss, calls me Cody California or whatever. Like, yeah. What, dude? Don't even refer to it. Don't even refer to it. We got Matthew Turner, Matt Turner, age 23, from North Attleboro, Massachusetts, New Bedford, Massachusetts. He's a thrift yep. store owner. I mean, he's like, I don't even like his face.
He lives.
It's not because he didn't say my name.
Right.
No, he lives 10 minutes from me. I will say, it's funny, like literally before we started recording, like 5 seconds before I hopped on with you, I was scrolling through Twitter and this big thing's already, you know, Big Brother, the Twitter, yeah. right? It's crazy. I see this thing about this woman. I'm not going to say her name, but apparently this is again, allegedly, she's his sister and his older sister. And basically she just wrote a novel about him saying he's like the biggest piece of shit on the planet. So I'm not going to get into all the details, but basically said he verbally abused her when she moved back home and he actually like traumatized her and it triggered her just seeing him on TV. And it's terrible that he has a platform. Go do your own research. You know, there could be truth to this. There may not be, but if there's any truth to this and with some of the things he's alleging, well, I hope he's first boot because clearly he's a piece of shit. But, you know, I don't know her. I just saw her Twitter handle. She could be just doing it because she has an axe to grind. But something I will be yeah. following, and I can promise you, I'm sure that won't be the last of it. But that is something when you go on these shows, if you have history with someone in the past or you have some skeletons in the closet, the minute your face pops up on TV, you will get yeah, exposed. Not saying, again, that it's true what happened. She's saying... But
I mean,
she's saying he worked with Mr. Beast. Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
No.
The YouTuber? No. Huge. He's probably one of, if not the biggest YouTuber in YouTube. He's a multi-millionaire. He did the Squid Games YouTube video
he made him himself.
Yes, 240 million views. He had more views on his YouTube video than Squid Games.
No way.
On Netflix. Yes. Yes. And basically, she's alleging that he worked for him at one point and tried to get him canceled and basically tried to like blackball him to get his own YouTube channel going. Again, all speculation, maybe just gossip, but I didn't love his interview. Like he made it seem like he was a fan, but then he didn't even know your last name, which isn't the end of the world. Cause sometimes it's hard to remember, especially when you're in an interview, but
he's got one of those faces.
There's gotta be something about him. Maybe he's like a villain character or whatever, because he didn't like stand out as like someone that I was super drawn to. So there's got to be something that we're going to find out about him. Maybe people, because listen, producers will do this. They might be like, he's going to be an asshole on the show. Mm-hmm. We got to cast him. They need that. They need the guy that people are going to hate. I'm not saying he's going to be that guy, but that could be his angle. That could be his cast, his character on the show. But enough about Michael. Matthew, I should say. Hey, I messed up his name. I didn't do it on purpose.
He'll be a little rat if he lasts. Moving on.
Moving on.
No, he's just got Cody's name wrong. And then everything you're just saying, I had nothing to do. At first, it was a joke about my last name not being pronounced, but now that's just a lot. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Matthew, best of luck to you, buddy. Looks like you got some things to deal with. Next person, Michael Brunner. I'm hoping it's not Brunner. There's no pronunciation here. I'm going to go with Brunner. Michael Brunner, he's 28 years old. He's originally from St. Michael, Minnesota. He's now living in Rochester, Minnesota, and he's an attorney. This guy is probably the person you were referring to earlier. Yes. With the super IQ. Yeah. Because watching his interview, he is an absolute super fan. There's no doubt about it. And he's a lawyer. So he's clearly, you know, he's
engaged. He
could be an Xavier. He's engaged. So he's a little older, got a career. So he's not going to go in there and make an idiot of himself. Yep. It could be kind of a calculated player like an Xavier, yes, where they're very calculated in what they say and what they don't say. Combine that with the fact that he's watched almost every season. Yeah,
he liked old school players. Like he liked Janelle. He liked Kaser. He liked Brittany Haynes.
This is the guy who liked Janelle and Kaser.
You're mixing that up. Yeah, but
he kind of looks like him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the glasses,
the hair parted to the side.
Same color hair, similar. Yeah, they're both, you know. I mean, he's going to be a good player. I'm eager to see.
What do you think of the shirt?
I'm eager to see. I mean, I'm not a cat person, and I think people that I mean, no disrespect to people that have cats. I just I do real estate, right? And I tend to walk into houses, and the people that have the cats always is just like, I'm walking into the house, I'm like, you know, sometimes, not everybody. No disrespect. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I made a huge mistake right there, because I feel like cat social media people are going to come for me in like full blown.
Now, cats are a lover. You can love them or hate them. It's really no in between.
You have a cat?
I have a cat. But you also had Sophie, two dogs. Shout out Sophie. I got two dogs. Shout out Sophie. You know, we have a love hate relationship.
I had a bad cat experience when I was younger. You know what I'm saying?
He could be someone to watch out for. I think he's someone who's going to be like in the middle, but like everyone kind of talks to him. Everyone mm-hmm. opens up to him. He's kind of maybe like a floater type player, kind of stays under the radar, super smart, wins some comps when he needs to, but knows when not to win. He's someone to watch out
gonna,
for.
Yes, he's going to know this game through and through. The only thing that I will say was his one answer. And as a super fan, you almost know this. It's like, yeah, you want to make big moves, which he said he would do, but you almost know that it's not the most beneficial. There are times to make big moves. Like, you know, you made a big move when you sent Devin home. It was the third week and it was for the house. It was like, boom, we sent Devin home. And that's a good time to do a big move. It's something that you kind of get under your belt. Whereas a lot of people kind of misunderstand like the big move stigma, and you actually can really hurt your game. We saw it last season. So Michael's going to have to navigate that. I think he does have a good opportunity though.
Mm-hmm. Next person. Let's nail him.
Hold up.
It's all you.
Okay. We have Monte Taylor, 27 years old from Bear, Delaware, and he's a personal trainer. I got to tell you, they did a phenomenal job. Like, I loved listening to everybody's interview questions and answers because everybody seemed very like, they seemed like intellects. They seemed very intelligent. They seemed like they were thinking a lot about the strategy they wanted to play. And Monte was one of them. Like, I liked his answer. He was like fully aware. He's like, I don't want to go in there. I'm going to have to go in and probably throw some competitions because I know what I look like. And I don't want people to immediately peg me as the physical threat because I know they're already going to do that when I get in the house. So like he's fully aware, right. Which I think that's one of the most important things. You need to be aware of how you think you're going to be perceived. And he already has that. And he just spoke very smooth with his answers. And I liked it. And I like that for the most part with a lot of these cast members. So I like Monte. I'm eager to see how he plays the game. But I think he's going to be like, you're talking about like good looking guy, like look at the side. He's got two pythons hanging out of his sleeves and he's a good looking dude. So like women are going to gravitate to him. Guys are going to like him. He could be someone that does really well, but if he's viewed as a threat right in the beginning, it could be a problem.
Right. A physical he's also a loyal player.
You know,
he's also a loyal player. He's one of the few people who said that I would ride with my ally to the end. So
I like
interested to see. I like Monty a lot. He could be great. Could be good to watch. Next person, Nicole Leog. She's 41 years old. She's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She's a private chef, but I was watching her interview, and she was a police officer for 10 years. Just so happens, I think she said, it's not written down anywhere, but I'm pretty sure she said a guy by the name of Derek was her favorite player because we have the law enforcement connection. I liked her. I liked her a lot. I love the fact that she's going in there and she's not going to tell people that she's a former police officer. Yeah. That's always smart. Yeah. You do, as a police officer, learn a lot about different personalities, mm-hmm. ways to communicate with individuals that you don't necessarily have a lot in common with. So it is something that gives you a huge advantage when it comes to mediating difficult situations and kind of finding ways to de-escalate a possible hostile situation when you're in there. So she's going to go in there, tell people she's a private chef. She's going to be cooking her ass off in there, which I can tell you that's something people are going to gravitate towards because good food in that house is tough. They give you a lot of good ingredients, but we're just basically making the basic shit. She's going to be able to go in there and spice it up kind of like Chef Joe, if you remember him. He was kind of making all these special meals for people. So she's going to have that going for her where she's going to be able to kind of congregate in the kitchen with people, make good food, have good conversation, and also use her law enforcement background and her life experience to maybe interject herself into some good alliances that get her far in the game. And she seems like she's in good shape as well, so she could win some comps, maybe some mental comps. She's complete package.
Yeah, she's my number one. I like her answers were great. I love her answers were like super calculated, like you can tell she's watched the show. I loved everything about all her answers. I loved every single answer that she had. It was like the answers went like, and this is why I liked X last year. A lot of the answers that X gave, I was like, oh, I feel like I would have said something like that. And it's like, I'm not to be like, because I won the game, not to sound arrogant or any type of way. I mean, it is what it is. But like, she gave a lot of good answers that I was just like, oh, wow, I really like that answer. Like, that was a really good answer. That was a really intelligent answer. Like, that was really calculated. She understands the game because the answers were along the lines of like games, the game and situational like awareness of the game. That's why I like her a lot. And this is the person that I'm going with her. I think it's plus we've had guys win 3 years in a row. I think it's the year of the lady.
We have.
I think it's here.
So you think the woman's taking it down this year? So my person who I think is going to win already passed, but I will save it for the
end. I just wanted to get it in there so I could say it first, because last year you said Xavier.
I'm not mad about it. You got it in there first. I'm not picking her, but I do love her. I'm not picking her.
Now this one, God, I wish they would have given us a – hold on, wait. I think she's one of the early ones in the Instagram, which I still have running.
As far as the pronunciation
of her name.
Paloma Aguiar.
You got it?
Yeah, I think that – I don't have it up.
It doesn't, that's what I think it is. On there either. Paloma Aguiar. Damn, bro.
Yep.
That was really impressive.
It might be wrong. It might be completely wrong.
So, yeah.
It might be Paloma, but I think it's Paloma.
Paloma Aguiar, 22 years old, San Marcos, California, interior designer. Young girl, attractive girl. I don't know. You know, she was given – I liked her answers. I don't know why I have this, and I feel like it's because I know how I was when I was 23, but it's like not everybody's life experiences are the same. So you just don't know. But it's like when you're young, I do feel like people that are a little bit older kind of can like navigate the game just a little bit better.
Right. You know? She might be hanging out by the pool. You do get some old souls in there.
That's very true.
You do have people. Very true. Like, she was young, but I think Haley Brocker was kind of like one of those players where she was a little bit wiser than her age suggested. Yeah. Like she just was very knowledgeable and just seemed like she had a good head on her shoulders. So it's not 100% across the board, but I actually do agree with you here based on our interview. She does seem like she's going there to have fun, see what the summer presents. And if it means her winning the game, great. But if it means her going into a showmance or just having a good summer, seems like she's cool with that too. We'll have to see.
You know,
you don't really know. These cast reveals always suck. Yeah. Because we could be so far off.
And we will note that if we are. If the first episode comes out and we're like, hey, way off base, you know?
Yeah, then we'll own it. We'll own it. All right. Two more to go. Two good ones, by the way. First one's going to be a Taylor Hale. She's 27 years old. She's from West Bloomfield, Michigan, and she's a personal stylist. I really liked her. I liked her interview. Mm-hmm. I liked that there was a point where she was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And trust me, I'm coming home. I'm winning.
Yeah.
Like she's confident in it. Seems like she's a big fan of the show. I don't think she was a super fan. I don't think she said she watched every season, but she's watched like the last like five or six, maybe. Maybe I'm confused, but I do remember her because she was one of the first people that appeared on the interview. Yes,
she was the first one. She's interesting for almost every.
Yeah, she was very interesting. What'd you think of
her? Yeah, I liked her. I liked her answers. She was good. I just didn't get like she didn't give answers where I was just like, oh yeah, like she. So the one thing she did say, her one answer that actually made me like kind of tilt my head was, you know, at the end of the game, my final two, if they're there and there's an easier person to beat that's next to them, I'm taking the easier person because I'm guaranteed the vote of my final two. And I almost like looked at it like, no, that's kind of the opposite. You cut your final two, you're almost guaranteeing they're voting the opposite way. That's not like a perfect scenario where it's like, oh, I cut my best friend, like they go. Like if I would have cut you, you would not have voted for me, right? Like
No, I told you that.
Yeah. And Enzo,
I was like, hey, listen, if you don't want to work together, that's fine. But if you cut me at the very end, I'm voting against you.
Yeah, and Enzo said the same thing to me. And luckily I got Nicole's and she didn't kind of go that route. But it's like, that's not really always the case. So when she gave that answer, I was like, I don't know if you've watched, but maybe, you know, because.
Yeah, she's like, I want my allies in the jury. It's like, are they their allies?
I didn't know. I don't know. I don't think.
Depends on how they get there.
I think she'll be.
Depends on, if they go there, if they're sent to jury at your hand, you know, but we'll see. We'll have to see how she navigates those situations where it seems like she wants to have strong relationships, but ultimately have the people that she built those relationships with in the jury house. So the question is how you get them there. And I think that's something that can make or break someone's game. You think about Paul Ibrahimian, where he was a great player.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up,
Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Fire, but his jury management was terrible. And you said it. Our first season together on 16, the difference between you and I was the last thing I was saying to the jury members out the door, as opposed to what you were doing, which was you weren't really saying anything. You weren't like softening the blow before they went. And you said you attributed that to making it harder for you to win on 16.
Yeah. And I also just think that if you're sending your allies to the jury, then you're probably going to be in the house of people that aren't your allies, and then could be following your allies right to the jury. So I don't know. I think Taylor, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Last one. Take it away.
Last one we have, I want to make sure I got it sized up right. Terrence Higgins, 47, from Chicago, Illinois, and is a bus operator. Terrence seemed like he just was a cool guy. He was just a cool guy that I hope that, because, you know, he's 47, right? That's always the age where it's like we've always seen that person struggle that has that big of an age difference. Now, maybe not so much anymore because they're doing a better job of raising that like median age. But we've seen it like on season 20, you know, Cliff on 21 struggled, but then he came back, I guess, to go far. Then on 20, it was the cop that went first. Then on 19, I can't really, oh, it was Kevin, who was kind of smooth, so he wasn't really a threat. And then 18, it was Glenn. He went home early. So I don't know. Like, I don't want that for Terrence because I like him, but that always seems to happen. So I'm hoping that Terrence can kind of break that mold.
Yeah, there's only one other person in their 40s in the house, and everyone else is under, looks like 35, yeah, as I'm going through here. But yeah, the only other person is Nicole. So we'll see. He seems like a charismatic guy. Again, he's someone who you watch his interview and you go, okay, I see why they cast him. He's a smooth operator. Yeah. Like he's probably killed it in the interviews. He's going to probably bring a lot to the table. He's old enough to be some of these house guests' father. Yeah. You know, he could, you know, some of them are 22, 23 years old. There, he would have been 25 when they were born. Yeah. So he has a lot of life experience. They could either gravitate towards him or he could be ostracized. I will tell you that we will know about him. He's either going to go pretty deep into the game or he's going to be one of the first boots, because that first couple weeks is like high school. Like, it's more like a popularity contest, and you can easily be left behind because those alliances are happening. At least the initial ones are happening so fast. So he's going to be, like I said, a deep threat or one of the first people to go home. Ultimately, it's going to be how comfortable he is when he first goes in there, and can he hit the ground running? Because you really need to do that when you're at a disadvantage age-wise, which like somebody like I was. And so there's no time to clam up and wait. You got to go out there and make friends.
Yeah, but you were like 29, right? So you weren't on that like high end.
Dude, I was 30. I was 30 years old.
You were 30? Yeah.
I was 30. You guys, like, dude, most of you guys were young. It was just me, Jocasta, and Donnie.
Brittany.
But even Brittany, how old was she?
Amber was 27. Like, Caleb was 26. Devin was 26. So, like, that age was true. That's why I always think, like, you were 30, but, like, you seemed the same age as Devin.
Yeah, we had a younger cast.
But, yeah, you know, Terrence, I think that the way he'll go far is just being, like, the likable guy that nobody views as a threat. And he'll, like, kind of find himself going further.
Yeah, no, a lot of potential. Overall, I think the cast is a good cast. It's an eclectic group of people. It doesn't seem like a lot of them were recruited. Seems like you have a lot of fans in there.
Yep.
Overall, I got a lot of hope for this season. I think it has some strong potential. Everyone's like super likable right now, except really Matthew. Yeah.
Don't.
He's the only one but again, it's not for the name. I don't know, he just weird vibe. Kind of, I don't know. I'm going to leave it at that. But
put that to bed.
Yeah, leave it at that. He reminds me of a couple players. I was going to go there and say the names, but I'm not going to do that. But yeah, we'll see what happens. We're excited about it. We're going to be covering it. And we will learn a lot about these individuals come July 6th, because that's where you're going to really get to see who they are and what they really plan on doing when they're in there.
Yeah. I'm excited to see how this season plays out. And I'm just excited to be covering another season of Big Brother. We're back. You know, this is what we were doing all year. We were trying to, you know, throw different things against the wall to see if it would stick to ultimately get to this point. And that's so we're back here. We're ready to go. And we have an announcement.
We do. And actually, instead of us saying it, we have a special guest we want to bring on. We're going to let her weigh in on the season, and we'll announce the special announcement with her. All right, so here with us, she doesn't really need an introduction. Y'all know who she is, Tiffany Mitchell, Big Brother 23. Tiffany, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? how good it feels to be back.
Where are you right now? Where are you right now? We know you're not home.
Oh my gosh. I am in New York City. Had to bring my family out here. We have the premiere going tomorrow. And I was like, wait a minute, let me go join the fellas. So yeah, we're in New York. I'm right in Times Square. I wish you guys could see this view. It's gorgeous. I'm on the 45th floor because I brought my mom. But listen, first we were staying in just a hotel. It didn't even have a name. And then I was like, Ma, are you going to come with me? She was like, yeah, I'll come. I said, wait a minute, Marriott. So yeah.
No, yeah. Listen, doing big things. Hey, we won't keep you long. We know you got Mama downstairs.
Okay.
Mama, same last name, Mama Mitchell.
Nope, it's right? Mama Pat. Mama Pat. See, everybody knows Mama Pat. Yeah.
That's why I asked. Mama Pat's downstairs. We don't want to leave her alone. So, real quickly, before I ask you, I forgot to say who I think's going to win in our last segment. So I'm going to say real quick, I think it's Michael Brunner. I really do. I think he's got the package. I think he's a little older, attorney. I think he could be like an Andy Heron. He's also a super fan. I feel like he's going to be getting information from both sides of the house, probably ride the middle, and then he can win comps at the end. Tiffany, overall, before you say who you think's going to win, what's just your overall thoughts of the cast? What do you think? Anybody that stood out to you? Do you didn't like? What's your overall thoughts?
I thought the cast, I don't know. I'd love to see how they end up playing the game. I think Big Brother is really strategic. The production, they put out these pictures that give us absolutely nothing. So I wasn't like completely wild, and that's not a diss to anyone, but I was just like waiting for something more, and they gave me nothing. But what was the question?
just overall, was there anybody, I mean, you can get right into it if you want.
Is there somebody that stood out to me? I'm going for my girl, Nicole. She reminds me of myself. She's 41. She's kind of spicy. I love the way she rocks her hair. I think she's going to like come in. She seems like a people person. I gravitated towards her, and that means a lot. And so I think that she'll have people like gravitating towards her. I think she'll be able to go in, and except that they think she's anything like me, then she might not make it.
Go ahead, Cody. Say it. Go ahead.
Tiff, that's who I picked.
But that's well,
we're allowed to pick. We're allowed to pick the same. No. This ain't a draft. This is just draft. We have our pick to win.
And so I was like, Cody, now y'all cannot do me like that. No, seriously, doesn't she seem like a badass?
I loved her. I loved how I just loved her answers too. Like for the one Us Weekly article, they had like some answers that they gave. She just seemed legit. Her answers were great, calm, cool, and collective. I think she's going to handle herself incredibly.
I bet you she's.
And I agree with you 100%.
Like when I watched the reel that they put out, like the first cast release, I was looking at everybody. And then when I got to her, I was like, I like her, like immediately. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I agree with you. You guys could be rubbing it in my face at the end of the season. Tip, I wanted to ask you a question. I was thinking about it, but there's really nobody better to answer it than you. What? And I think every season of Big Brother, there's usually something that the next season takes from the previous season. We see it every year. They'll try to emulate somebody on the cast or the style in which was played or the type of alliance that was developed. Mm-hmm. Big Brother 23, no secret, historic season, what you guys did with the cookout, very diverse cast this year. Do you see a situation where there's a cookout 2.0 that tries to form? Or do you think it's kind of going to go back to where it was, where it's like, hey, listen, could the cookout already did what we needed to do for our culture? Now we got to be here for ourselves. What do you see happening? You're better equipped to answer that than we are.
I really don't think that that's something that people will want to do twice. I think they had the only six people in America that they could put together that would sacrifice and jeopardize their own game for a cause. And I also think that people expect that to happen or for that to come together. And that's just not, it's not like anytime you see a group of Black people, they're just automatically going to work together. That actually is not the norm. So for us to do it, that's why it did mean so much. I don't see anybody feeling like there's no purpose to fulfill because we've already had a Black winner. Like they need to go out and play for themselves. But I do think that any group can go in that house and decide we're going to try to use this master plan, because it was a master plan, not just for the cookout, but it was a master plan like for Big Brother. if I was to try to do something, I'd be like, hey, I don't know whose strategy to use, but I know if we got six of us to work together. And but everybody's going to automatically think that anyway. And that's exactly just why I would do it.
Yeah. So you don't see any pressure. You don't see the pressure of like, and again, I can't empathize with this. I wouldn't be in this situation, but the loyalty that you guys had for each other, I know from a cultural perspective, was huge. Like, yeah, you guys were there for each other as a community.
Yeah.
And do you think that it could put a pressure on these players, these people of color who literally have to say, I don't want to break what the Cookout did because they're adored and what they did was amazing, and I don't want to go against that. Do you feel like there could be that social pressure on them as a Black woman or as a Black man going in there and being like, oh, you know what? What the Cookout did, they already did it. I'm here for myself. Or do you think that there could be that? Because listen, there are influences from the outside. The things that are happening in our world do affect gameplay in there. So you don't see that, though. You think people can separate the two?
It depends on if they are like super fans and they go on social media and how they respect it or did not respect it, or what they felt about it or what they thought about it. If they fully understood what we did, then they know that we weren't like trying to set a trend. It would be nice, but we're not trying to set a trend here. We had a goal. Like, we're like, hey, we bust that door open. Now go in there and play your game. So it's not something that they have to do. And I would think that if they watch the show or they followed it, people are genuinely proud and happy for the moment. But there are a lot of people who are like, we didn't want Big Brother to be played that way. And so I would say no, because if I was them and I saw BB23 and what was done, I'm like, cool, I'm glad y'all did it. Now I can come in here and play my game. Like, go play your game.
Right. Because on the flip side of it, like, you were one person that came off where, like, I've said it to you multiple times now, like, your game was, you not winning came at the fault of like how loyal you were at that last moment. And then it caused you to go home.
Yeah. Don't be that
one of the first ones to go home from the Cookout.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, as other people are going in there, they could be like, well, you know what? I want to play this game for myself because 750K large is
I think that they will. They may end up, they may start off with like, okay, I'm not going to target you guys initially. And that's kind of how we started off too. Like, I'm not going to target you initially, but you know, at some point I got to come for you. But if the mission, like if our goal like wasn't that so strong, I wanted Xavier and Big D out a long time ago. Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No, I'm not keeping them.
I can't wait to see.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see. It's going to be talked about. It's going to be talked about.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. It's interesting. So.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's what happens, right? Every new season talks about, especially the previous season, and the previous season had something that was so different than any other season that it's going to be impossible. Now I'm eager to see, does that create targets for people in the house?
And it just,
and I think it's tough because now this is where, you know, the outside kind of gets involved and people say different things. And I just want to see people just kind of like go in and do their thing. You know what I mean?
If there's someone that is pushing the agenda that there is a Cookout 2.0, then they're going to make a Cookout 2.0. Like they will have set the narrative for that. And then honestly, they will have no choice because they will be boxed in together. And then it's like, we only have each other. So I don't think that they have to go that route. And I wouldn't want to play that route. Everybody should go and want to play their own game. But if they're pushed together and someone creates that narrative, then you'll see it again. And not the fashion that we were. It's like we were forced to play this way.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good perspective. That's a good point.
This season's going to be, I got a lot of hope for it. The cast seems like it could fit the bill. We'll see. Tiffany's not as high on it. Cody, you're kind of indifferent about it. I think it's always hard. I think it's always hard.
You know, it's impossible to tell. And we'll find out right from the first episode, because apparently they're throwing a bunch of things at them. There's going to be a way that America is going to be involved in this first episode. I think they're having the live intro. It's going to be a live, like, first episode where everybody's just coming into the house. And that always has this kind of nerve and craziness to it as well. So I'm eager to see it.
We will be watching for sure. But before you go, Tiffany, the biggest part of this episode, you want me to, why don't you announce it? Why don't you tell everybody why we wanted you on tonight? Because it's a pretty big deal.
Oh my gosh. First of all, I love you guys. I have so much respect for the both of you. I had respect for you before I actually like met you guys and we started doing our thing and having communication and becoming friends. But since becoming friends and you inviting me onto your show, I can say nothing but wonderful things about you. And thanks to the both of you, I will now be hosting my podcast on the Winner's Circle. Thanks to Derek and Cody. I so appreciate it. I will be on after the Winner's Circle. I will be talking about live feeds. I'm going to give you some tea. I'm going to give you some tips. And we are going to have some fun. And I'm going to talk a whole lot of, you know.
I'm excited about watching. Oh, I really am. Wait. I think you're amazing. We loved you on the show. We loved talking to you afterwards. We loved the dynamic when we did the draft. It really works well. And yeah. I think you bring something different to the table that Cody and I don't. So we're trying to expand. We're trying to expand here. And also we're trying to put out more content for you guys, because we know you love that. You want to see us more times per week. So the general schedule that we're going to have, so you guys know, Tiffany will be hosting her own show. It'll come out on Mondays and Wednesdays. And like she said, she'll be covering most of the live feeds, the things that aren't necessarily showcased in the episode. She's going to have guests on. She may do some different things. It's her, whatever she wants to do, that's what she's going to do. And again, all you have to do is subscribe to the Winner's Circle channel, turn notifications on. And when Tiffany drops an episode, you'll see it. And when she drops the audio version of those episodes, you'll be automatically notified as well if you're subscribed to the Winner's Circle channel. We're super pumped about it. We're going to get the ball rolling. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
We are definitely going to have fun. All right.
Well, we appreciate it, Tiffany.
Get to that fun.
Go get your mama. We'll see you later.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. So that was Tiffany. Obviously, we're, again, super excited about it. Make sure you're, like Cody said at the beginning, make sure you're subscribed, notifications are on, because our plan is to come to you three times, if not four times a week. So you're going to have the live feed episodes with Tiffany Mitchell. You're going to have us on Friday nights, and then our eviction interviews on Saturdays. So a lot of content coming this year. That's one of the things that we really wanted to step up. It's going to be a lot of work, but we think we're up to it. So we're excited about that. Any final words from you? I thought Tiffany's answers about the questions I had for her were interesting. Yeah. We'll see how they come out. Is there any final words from you?
No, I'm very excited to see how Tiffany kind of breaks down the feeds and stuff, because Tiffany is not afraid to speak her mind. And that's why we brought her on, and we love having her here. So I'm excited about this new season. I'm excited to see this new cast. And I hope you guys are ready to get on this roller coaster ride with us.
Absolutely. It's going to be an exciting one. We will get right down to it. We want to thank you guys for joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you on Friday after the live show on Thursday. Take care. Have a good night.
Emochi moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Emochi moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.